اگر شما از بنده بپذیرید که هر اثر معماری به خودی خود یک اثر فرهنگی هم هست، تفاوتی بین این اثر فرهنگی و سایر آثار فرهنگی هست. شاید مردم مثلا همه یک کتاب رو یک اثر فرهنگی رو نخونن، شاید یک موسیقی رو گوش ندن، ولی معماری در زندگی مردم مخصوصا با این قد و قواره وارد میشه، چه بخوان چه نخوان، در زندگی روزمره شون باهاش در تماس خواهند بود، لااقل تماس بصری خواهند داشت. این یک مأموریت به نسبت پیچیده است.
The Millar Tower is one of Tehran's most recognizable buildings that has recently become a modern icon for the city. Constructed by Iranian engineers in the northwest of the capital, the Millar Tower took 11 years to complete at an investment of $194 million. As high as 435 meters, Millar Tower is considered the world's fourth TV and telecommunications tower after CN Tower in Toronto, Ostankino Tower in Moscow, and the Oriental Pearl Tower in Shanghai.
If you're not afraid of heights, then don't miss the chance of taking a trip to the top. Because as many would say, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you can't ignore.
Climbing a total number of 1,860 stairs is not easy, so most people here prefer to take the elevator ride. Traveling at a speed of 7 meters per second, it takes less than 50 seconds to reach the head of the tower. The head structure is the tallest multi-story structure among all telecommunication towers in the world. A cafeteria and a public art gallery are among the various parts designed to give service to people here. One of the special features here is the world's biggest revolving restaurant. With a total area of 2,375 square meters, the restaurant has the capacity to accommodate 500 diners. The restaurant's walls are decorated with Iranian art, depicting stories from Ferdowsi's Shahnameh. On top of the revolving restaurant, there's an open observation deck, which provides a 360-degree view from uptown skyscrapers and downtown smaller buildings. Imagine sitting under a glass dome and staring at the beautiful blue sky more than 400 meters above the ground. It sounds exciting, and here you're provided with this very rare experience. At the highest level of the observation deck beneath the antenna is the sky dome, where visitors can take advantage of the very beautiful scene above. A huge bas-relief in the center of the dome depicts ancient Persian legends. Mohammad Reza Hafezi is the mastermind behind the tower's design, who has used elements of Persian architecture to build this creation.
اگر شما از بنده بپذیرید که هر اثر معماری به خودی خود یک اثر فرهنگی هم هست، تفاوتی بین این اثر فرهنگی و سایر آثار فرهنگی هست. شاید مردم مثلا همه یک کتاب رو یک اثر فرهنگی رو نخونن، شاید یک موسیقی رو گوش ندن، ولی معماری در زندگی مردم مخصوصا با این قد و قواره وارد میشه، چه بخوان چه نخوان، در زندگی روزمره شون باهاش در تماس خواهند بود، لااقل تماس بصری خواهند داشت. این یک مأموریت به نسبت پیچیده است.
The Millar Tower has become one of the most visited tourist destinations in Tehran, where visitors eagerly wait to take in the breathtaking view at the top of the tower.
صحنه جالبی بود که با سرعت طی کردیم مسافت رو و خیلی جالب بود تمام قسمت شهر تهران از بالا می‌دیدم.
While at the Millar Tower, visitors also have the chance to browse through the gallery, dine in the restaurants, and buy souvenirs.
ما برجمون در واقع برج فرهنگی اجتماعیه، هم مخابراتی، کاربری مخابراتی داره، کاربری تلویزیونی داره، هم سبقه های فرهنگی اجتماعی درش لحاظ شده. و اگر شما هر روزی یا هر هفته یا هر ماهی تشریف بیارید به برج میلاد تهران، برنامه‌های متنوع فرهنگی اجتماعی هنری یا علمی اینجا در حال شکل گیری و در حال اجراست.
Has set, but all the hustle and bustle is still going on in Tehran. When you're living in a mega city like this, it's actually quite relieving to stand back and take a distant view of everything.
I enjoy another minute of this breathtaking scene. It was a short departure, but unforgettable indeed. Hoda Lezgi for Iran.